This is Glorious Food, your show about all things edible and delicious on the green and verdant Olympic Peninsula. I'm your host, Mara Lathrop. Today, we'll be talking with Karen Castell of Harvest Against Hunger about the farm gleaning program that she oversees here in Jefferson County. After that, we're going to go gleaning with some volunteers from Quimper Community Harvest. I'll share my recipe for the fig jam I made with some gleaned, gloriously ripe local figs. And of course, the farm report. Let's start today with a farm report. Dharma Ridge is a 25-acre certified organic family farm in Quilcene. It's owned and operated by Zach and Haley Olson Wayland. In addition to selling their gorgeous veggies at the Port Townsend and Chimicum Farmers Markets, you can find Dharma Ridge produce locally at the co-op and the Chimicum Farm Store. They also supply produce to the hospital and to local schools. And Dharma Ridge grows 20 to 30,000 pounds of cabbage a year to supply several regional sauerkraut producers. That's a lot of cabbage. Let's call them now.
Hello?
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Mara.
How are you?
Good.
I'm calling from Glorious Food to get the farm report today. What is fresh and ready to go to the market right now?
All sorts of stuff. It's just the time of year when all the summer crops are coming in, a lot of the late season stuff starting to come in. So we are harvesting lots of tomatoes, corn, green beans, potatoes, onions, cabbage, lettuce, carrots, beets.
I have a question for you about your carrots. What varieties do you grow and what makes them so good?
We mainly grow Nelson, just a really good, crunchy, sweet, fresh eating one. We also grow a variety called Bolero, which is like our fall crop storage carrot, which after the cold sets in really develops a good sweet flavor.
I know that the best time to buy in bulk, like for preserving, is like when the crop is really in and at its peak. So starting in September, what should people be looking for preserving then?
You know, if you like to pickle beets, stuff like that's always a good thing to do. A lot of the fall crops will continue to be around from September onwards through Thanksgiving. If you make sauerkraut, fall cabbage is really good for that, but we'll continue to have through the fall.
Well, thanks a lot for sharing what's going on down at the farm. Thanks for everything you're doing to feed our community. And we'll see you up at the farmer's market, okay?
All right, sure thing. Thank
thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Bye.
I left cabbage down, I turned the whole cakes round. The only song that I can sing is Violent Cabbage Down.
Gleaning is the act of collecting leftover crops from farmers' fields and orchards after they've been commercially harvested. Some ancient cultures promoted gleaning as an early form of welfare. In the Old Testament, for example, farmers are called upon to leave the corners of their fields unharvested and rather leave them for the widows and the strangers and the orphans so that they might eat. The most famous gleaners in the Old Testament are Ruth and Naomi, a pair of destitute widows. Ruth ends up marrying Naomi's wealthy cousin Boaz, whose field they glean. You see what can come from gleaning? I'm joined today by Karen Castell. She's an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer with Harvest Against Hunger, and she coordinates gleaning efforts at our local farms. Hey, Karen, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Tell us about the gleaning operation that you coordinate.
I'm an AmeriCorps Vista, and I glean from local small farms throughout Jefferson County and distribute to various food programs throughout Jefferson County.
So how do you hook up with the farmers and get people together to go gleaning?
Through outreach, during the wintertime, there's not many crops to be picked. So I went out and made personal contact and met the farmers and asked if they would be interested in participating in the gleaning program. Volunteers are always a challenge. There's so many volunteer options here in Port Townsend. And most of the farms that I glean at are not in Port Townsend. They're in Chimicum or Quilcene, mm-hmm. which is a challenge.
So let's get to the gleaning for a second. When you take a group of people out to a farm to glean, how does the process start?
The farm managers contact me, and in some cases I have a regular set day when they prefer me to be in the fields to glean, so it doesn't conflict with their harvest operation.
That's what you're doing at Red Dog right now, right? I was looking at the website from Local 2020, and it said that you have a regular Monday cleaning gig out at Red Dog. So you were just there today.
That's right. I was there this morning, and we gleaned about 150 pounds of produce.
What all did you glean?
We actually had cauliflower, lettuce, leeks, scallions, cilantro.
Nice. How many volunteers did you have with you to pick 150 pounds?
Two volunteers besides myself.
And where is that food going?
That food gets distributed to all of five food banks in eastern Jefferson County, Coyle, Brennan, Quilcene, Chimicum, Port Townsend.
Yeah.
A Dove House, the Boiler Room, Chimicum and Port Townsend Senior Meals, the Y Summer Meal Program, and the Mental Health Harbor House Meal Program.
That's just incredible. So compared to the glorious, gorgeous local produce that's picture perfect and it is absolute peak of perfection, you know, in our local farmers markets and stores right now, what's the story with the gleaned vegetables? Are they the same beautiful vegetables that everybody else gets, or are you getting the rejects?
No, the majority is the same beautiful vegetables that everybody else gets. Sometimes the farms grow more than they need, or their next succeeding crop is coming in, and they still have the former crop left over, and it's gorgeous.
But they've got to get rid of it.
But they've got to get rid of it, so it's available to be gleaned.
And is it happening that anybody is specifically growing for the gleaners to come?
Actually not. That was a goal of mine to contact the community gardens, of which Port Townsend is blessed with several, to specifically ask them whether they would consider growing a row for donation. And I was surprised. In most cases, they were not. Although all of them said if they have excess, they do donate it to various food programs.
So what's in it for the farmers to let you come and glean?
Well, morally, it's stops waste. Additionally, we credit them with a dollar amount per pound of donation, so they get a tax write-off, as well as PR, you know.
It is a good thing to be doing for our community, that's for sure. And your volunteers, you say it's hard to come by them because the farms are quite a ways out of town. What do you think attracts a good volunteer, and what's in it for them to keep working away at it?
The volunteers are allowed to take a portion of whatever we happen to be gleaning that day, so they can supply their kitchens with fresh organic produce as well.
So I guess if I'd come gleaning with you today, we'd be having cauliflower soup for dinner tonight. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Some of my most stalwart volunteers have been the interns in the field intern program through WSU, and they come and glean with me on their day off, which is huge because they're young farmers when they work hard the other 5 days of the week.
Yeah. So what kind of a time commitment do you hope somebody will give? I assume you've got everything from people who come try it once to people who come regularly.
Basically, 2 to 3 hours a week, which is not a whole lot.
Yeah, okay. And if people want to find out more or they want to give it a try, how can they get a hold of you?
Call me or text me. My number is area code 360-531-2536.
And you were telling me earlier before we went on air that this gleaning program you do is part of a much larger job that you do here in our community. And I'd love to hear you talk a little bit about all of the ways that you're reclaiming food for people in Port Townsend and environs.
Aside from the gleaning program through AmeriCorps Vista, I have also started a food reclamation program, recovering food that's already been prepared from Fort Worden kitchens and local restaurants in town, food that would otherwise just be thrown away. This food is important, and that goes primarily to the local food bank. It's important to serve the probably neediest element of our population, which would be the homeless, who don't have sophisticated cooking equipment, if any. Yeah. So to be able to go to the food bank and get a meal that's already prepared that they can eat or warm up is critical so that they don't actually have to cook a meal because in many cases, most cases, they cannot. In addition, I work with the Food Bank Farm and Gardens here in Port Townsend and grow food specifically for the food bank.
We have several garden spots that are doing that, right? I know there's the one over right at Mountain View School.
Right. That's the one that I'm personally responsible for is that garden. And then that we have a large garden up at the Grange Hall.
At Quimber Grange, right?
Correct. And then one up at the high school, which is the largest. Last year, Food Bank Farm and Gardens drew almost 5,000 pounds.
You know, for anybody who's listening that's never gone and stood in line at a food bank, I believe it's an exercise worth doing. I went and stood in line in the food bank one time. Someone invited me to do it and it seemed like a good idea. And it was winter and there was no produce to speak of. What does it mean to hungry people to be eating healthy, alive food?
They love it. It brings me joy to be able to walk into the food bank with a box full of fresh-picked rainbow chard and have people ooh and ah and get excited about something that's been chosen, grown, or picked just for them.
I want you to tell everybody how to get in touch with you a second time before we go.
You can call me, email me, or text me. My phone number is 360-531-2536. My email is all lowercase hahgleaningjc@gmail.com.
Karen, thanks so much for joining us today. I'll see you out gleaning.
Thank you, Mara. Nice talking with you.
Nice talking with you, too. I'm Mara Lathrop, and you're listening to Glorious Food on KPTZ 91.9 in Port Townsend, Washington.
Canned goods. Back in QU, Mama worked for City Harvest. She knew that Congress didn't care about who the Reagan era hit the hardest. She never bought me none of the fancy garments. It hurt her watching people leave from out the garbage. She wanted to do a part to help in progress. She knew that even more than any possessions or expensive fancy objects, they needed something to digest. We'd already been cleaning out our closet and straight to the Salvation Army station for deposit. My mommy had figured out the A when past the mailroom while they was walking through the lobby. So that was probably the best location for some boxes set up to collect donations. She left a sign that said for help to feed the needy. And everybody read it except for cats that filled it reading. And even though some punks had tagged it up with some graffiti, when I came to check it out the following evening, it was filled with canned goods.
In this episode, I didn't want to just talk about gleaning. I wanted to go gleaning. So the other week, CJ Lazenby, my producer, and I got to go out with volunteers from Quimper Community Harvest and glean a local fig tree. Seth Roland is about to take us gleaning. But before we go, Seth, will you introduce yourselves? And then everybody, all you other gleaners, will you introduce yourselves too? And tell us why you glean.
Well, I'm Seth Roland, and Kathy Weir and Judy Alexander and I started Quimper Community Harvest 8 years ago. We glean from August through November every year. I think it's tons of fun to go pick free food that is going to rot otherwise and get it to people who are going to eat it.
I'm Kathy Weir, one of the leads here, and Seth's the soul of this organization, but it's fun helping out and organizing and getting everybody out there gleaning.
I'm Louise McPherson, and I think I've probably been a gleaner all my life. I like the hunter-gatherer thing. It's fun to be with the community-based people. We share a good time.
Hi, I'm Sue Hoover. I'm really pleased to be part of the group. The thrill is that I'm getting to know my town because I go to parts of it just about every week or every other week that I've never seen before. And the other thing is to realize that this fruit would go to waste unless we were there, because Grandma can't move the ladder, or we're going to be in Illinois, or whatever. And I think that's really a thrilling way to support the community.
My name's Sonny Flores. It's my second year with the Gleaners. And I glean, for me, it's just giving back to the community. If you want to keep what you have, you got to give it away. And this is just a great organization to do that.
Okay, Seth, so why don't you deploy your troops as you usually do?
Well, it's a lot more informal than that. But if somebody is new to gleaning, we do have a few general rules.
And that would be me. I am new to gleaning.
Right. The majority of the fruit we deliver to the food bank, schools, senior housing, boiler room, the hospital, a few other places. And all the fruit we deliver has to come straight from the tree to a box. If it hits the ground, we won't deliver it. And that's just because, you know, there could be deer poop or whatever on the ground. And we don't know that the people we're delivering it to will wash it or have strong immune systems.
Gotcha.
Personally, I eat lots of food off the ground. Totally happy doing that. Most of us are. We'll take that stuff home with us. You're welcome to keep whatever you're going to use from the gleaning. That's one of the perks of being a gleaner.
And is there anything in particular I need to know about harvesting figs that's different from, say, like harvesting apples or pulling carrots out of the ground?
Yes. So figs are ripe when they're drooping down and really soft. One of the best ways to test if fruit is ripe, no matter what kind it is when you're climbing the tree, is to eat a lot of it. And you eat one that's too ripe and you eat one that's not ripe enough, and then you'll get the feel as to how ripe it needs to be to taste good. And the ones that aren't ripe we'll come back for in a week.
So let's get gleaning, everybody. There it is. This is a fig tree. It is a beauty. It's about 20 feet tall. It goes all the way up to the second story of this house. I wonder what kind of figs are on it. Let's go look. So Kathy and I have taken the far side of this fig tree, and she's about to climb up the ladder now to get at some figs. I will help you from below, Kathy.
Hang on to the ladder.
Yes, I will.
So here is one that's quite droopy. You want to pull it off and keep it intact rather than like popping the top off.
So do you
but
twist
you can
it?
Feel
oh
that.
Oh my God, it's really soft.
Go ahead and try one.
Oh, are you kidding? You bet. Ooh.
That's what a good fig looks like.
That's a ripe fig.
So normally we pick into bags, but with the figs, they're so soft, if we would just throw them into the bottom of the bag, they just pile up and squish.
Right.
So we'll put these in boxes. I can
right,
hand them down to you.
Yeah. That's great. I'm going to finish this.
Yeah, do.
Mm. Go get a box, and I'll be right back.
Now here's one that's not quite ready, and you'll find that that's just dry inside. If you want to go ahead and open that up so you know what it looks like.
Yep. Sure.
Have you eaten one yet?
I've eaten a really good ripe one, and now I'm going to eat an underripe one, which is going to mean I'm going to have to eat another ripe one to get the flavor out of my mouth. Oh, it's very starchy, and
just
it's not
juicy.
Sweet and juicy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
So that would ripen maybe in a day sitting in a box, but if it's less ripe than that,
it's too unripe.
It won't ripen off the tree. So we leave it and we'll come back next week.
Here's one that's really bruised and black on one side, but the rest of it is all a perfect ripe fig. This is the kind of thing that at the grocery store they would toss because it's not perfect. And it is juicy and ripe and beautiful inside. Oh, that's the best one yet. In Italy, they have this thing for produce, mostly tomatoes. It's called like a lumpy, ugly tomato. It's called brutto e buono, means ugly and good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of prized.
And one of the reasons I'm a gleaner is I come and pick up the fruit that's already fallen. But as I'm going to cook my fruit, I don't mind picking up the soft fruit off the ground.
So what are you going to do with the figs that you gleaned today?
I'll probably make fig jam if I have enough, which means 8 or 10 maybe that are just too soft to move anywhere except into the stove, you know.
So, Seth, I understand that there are actually some figs I can pick here and I don't have to climb a ladder, which is probably smart for me.
Sure.
And there they are.
And if you can use your thumb to sort of break it off with keeping the stem, then it's...
And I dropped the first one on the ground. There you go. Okay. I guess that's one. That's still one for Sue and her jam. And her jam. It's a perfect fig otherwise.
Go around the other side here.
Ah, look it. I got it with the stem attached. I figured it out. So my technique was a quick flick of the wrist and my thumbnail right up there.
That works.
That works. It's a wonderful thing, eating a ripe fig straight off the tree. The figs that I just picked and ate have been in the sunshine all morning. And I put it in my mouth, and it was sweet, and it was warm. And that's like as good as a fig ever gets, I think. Now I'm standing over by Louise, who I admire very much because we are two women of a sort of age. And there you are. How old? Do you want to say?
I'm 72.
And there you are up a ladder. Would you like to tell me what gives you the the gumption to do that?
The height has never bothered me. We have really good ladders here, and yeah. It's just not a problem for me. I know some people are nervous at any age on a ladder, but I'm not. So we're very safe. We have really good equipment.
So we got a grant from Master Gardeners for ladders, picking tools, and bags. These are orchard ladders that are light, and we can easily throw up on Seth's truck.
There's a fig way up there. Does everybody see it? I would really eat that one.
See if we can get it. Right, Mara. It was in... One of these was it.
Those. Look at those beautiful figs. I think it was this one with the mushy bottom. That's the one I want. There you go. Thank you very
much.
Keep
the one with the mushy bottom.
Yeah.
Tuesday we gleaned almost 400 pounds of yellow plums.
Oh my God. How long did it take to pick them all?
About 2.5, 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
So we were able to deliver, though, about 300 pounds worth of plums to the boiler room, food bank.
Awesome.
Some senior centers.
Yeah, sometimes at the senior center, they'll process food as well. So mm-hmm. some people will take, you know, a lot of apples and cook them down for applesauce or something like that.
So I want to tell you about, like, the fig, the one that I really wanted to eat that Seth climbed all the way up to get for me. It was really nice of him. So it was so ripe that I just peeled the skin off of it with my fingers. And it's, like, sticky with fig juice. I didn't know you could really get a ripe fig that had grown in Western Washington that tasted like this. This is just incredible. Mm. Oh man, it was totally worth coming and doing gleaning just to eat this one fig, you guys. This is fabulous. Right now we're picking up all the boxes of fruit and loading up the van with figs. So Seth,
yes.
How many figs did we get today, do you think?
Oh, probably 250. 5 dozen there, maybe 300. Oh, and I wanted to say, so we've got a few goals with the gleaning. One is that obviously to keep fruit from being wasted. The other is to get it to people who might not have access to it. Another one is to get people to value their trees. So some people buy a house, it's got figs or plums or apples, and they don't really like those. Or they don't know what to do with 400 pounds of plums when they ripen in 1 week, which most people don't. And so they have more than they need. And the idea that these trees and this fruit is a community resource and should be shared, and that it's valuable for them to care for their trees, even if they don't really need it all, that they're helping out the community. And there's a lot of old fruit trees in this area because years ago we didn't have Safeway and the co-op with fresh fruit flown in from all over the world at any time. And it's really important, I think, to try and maintain these trees, keep them productive and healthy.
So how big is the gleaning army in Port Townsend? And how many people, you know, step in and do this once in a while?
There's three of us that are leading the group and coordinating. And every year we have, you know, maybe 30 to 40 volunteers. Some come one time, some come week after week.
And if somebody wants to get involved and give gleaning a try, what should they do? How do they get in touch with you guys?
Actually, the easiest way is to go to l2020.org and look at the food page under Community Harvest.
And you're talking about the webpage for our own local 2020.
Exactly, exactly. And there is a link to our Yahoo group where you can sign up to be a volunteer. And although I said we have lots of volunteers, we always welcome more. Come, give it a try. We'll be harvesting apples soon, pears, and Italian plums.
We also have a lot of jobs for people who are not comfortable on ladders or not physically able to pick trees. We really need people to go watch the trees, because each one of the trees we know about, every year it ripens at a different time. We need somebody to go and check it every week once it gets close to that time, usually once, twice, maybe three times, so that they can tell us when it's time for us to send a crew. That takes a bunch of time, and we usually try and set people up with trees in their neighborhood. We can work around schedules if you're only around for a month and then you're gone for a month. We can make that happen.
Seth, Kathy, Louise, Sue, and Sunny, thank you for letting me come gleaning with you. I really got an education today. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So safe and free in my big tree. There I long to be from all this.
So I came home with 14 figs, and I turned them into the most delicious fig jam I've ever had. I want to share the recipe with you. Here we go. 2 pounds fresh ripe figs, about a dozen. 1 1/2 cup of turbinado sugar. 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons fresh squeezed lemon juice. 1/2 cup sweet wine. I used Finn River pear brandy dessert wine. Cut the figs into 1/2-inch pieces and toss them in a large non-reactive saucepan along with the sugar. Stir it and let it sit until the sugar dissolves, about 20 minutes. Add the lemon juice and the wine and bring it to a boil, stirring. Lower the heat to a simmer. Cook for 20 to 30 minutes, stirring frequently, until the liquid runs off the side of a spoon in thick, heavy drops. Can it in jam jars, in a water bath for 10 minutes, or if that's not your thing, you can freeze it, or you can just stick it in a jar in the fridge. It'll be gone before you know it. In addition to toast, it's pretty good on plain yogurt and on oatmeal, and of course, it's fabulous on vanilla ice cream. If you'd like a copy of the recipe, drop me a line at gloriousfood@kptz.org.
Tangerines and persimmons and sugar cane, grapes and honeydew melon and a fearful queen. Lemon trees don't make a sound, 2 branches bend and fruit falls to the ground, baby. Sweet baby.
Well, that's it for this episode of Glorious Food. We have licked the plate clean. Join us next month when we'll be back with what's fresh, what's local, and what's delicious on the Olympic Peninsula. Thanks to my producer, CJ Lazenby, to KPTZ station manager, Nora Petrich, and program manager, Larry Stein. Special thanks to Seal Divers, who was my mother's dearest friend for over 50 years. Seal, I made a batch of your potato salad and took it to a picnic over the weekend. Naturally, there wasn't a speck of it left, and everybody said it was the best potato salad they ever had. Hey, everybody's got to eat.
I've been trying to enjoy all the fruits of my labor.